These days, jazz music is taught in schools and colleges. It's played in museums and concert halls. But what if we could go back in time and listen to jazz as it was played by the hard-edged geniuses who created the form? This time machine has long believed to actually exist in the form of an unrivaled collection of recordings, the greatest musicians of all time. Listen. That's Coleman Hawkins, who we could also be listening to Louis Armstrong, Benny Goodman, Billie Holiday, all in this time machine. There's been chatter for decades about a mysterious treasure trove of unreleased material known as the Savory Collection. Recorded by early audio engineer and self-styled jazz fanatic Bill Savory, these live performances filled nearly 1,000 discs. Now the entire collection has been acquired by the National Jazz Museum in Harlem. The museum's curator is Lauren Schoenberg.
Bill Savory was, above all, somebody who loved music. He went to Harvard, he dropped out, played the piano, and had exquisite taste. And he got a job working for a transcription service. He would stay in the evening and record some of his favorite music on this incredible equipment.
And as Lauren explains, these new discoveries tell us so much because Bill didn't have a sense of limits. He recorded at length.
This is a 16-inch recording, recorded at 33 and a third. You can probably get 20, 30 minutes on one side or more.
Listen to that. And one of the keys to this collection is the fact that most of these tracks were recorded in clubs away from the main stage.
Harlem was where the real stuff in jazz was happening. Charlie Christian, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Art Tatum. When they were done playing their gigs downtown, they would come uptown and jam into the wee hours of the morning and create in a way that they couldn't in the more commercial venues. And one of the great things about Bill Savory's recordings is that a lot of them were made late at night, and the musicians would play kind of freely.
And Bill Savory there with the best seat in the house. Few artists were bigger than Benny Goodman in the 1930s. His style was distinct, organized, disciplined, or so we thought. Let's pick this up with Lauren, who once played with Goodman, this time with a little demonstration on piano.
Very tight, very organized. And when they got to the end of the tune, the band would go. I mean, he was famous for like stop on a dime kind of music. Well, we found a version of the quartet with Lionel Hampton, Teddy Wilson, Dave Tough, and Goodman jamming on I Got Rhythm. And they just kind of go nuts. And Bill Savory recorded it.
Going nuts. Finally, some strange fruit here, as you've probably never heard or tasted before. Billie Holiday made this poem about lynching famous, but after cutting the record, she then recorded a very different version that's part of this new collection.
She went into a radio studio right after the record came out and sang it live with just her pianist and not in a dance tempo, but more what we call rubato, out of tempo, like an aria from an opera. And Bill Savory recorded it. And we have it. And it's like a stake in the heart. It's like a piece of broken glass. It's shocking.
There's a strange fruit, blood on the leaf.
You know, we've only transferred about one-fifth or one-sixth of the Savory collection. The mind boggles when considering what's on the discs, and it forces us to reassess everything before it and everything after it. In the same way, these recordings really redefine what we know about jazz of the era, the jazz that came after and the jazz before, because we hear the guys doing stuff that they never did anywhere else.
It's Lauren Schoenberg from the National Jazz Museum. We appreciate his help guiding us through this remarkable time machine of a collection. Listen to that. Now, obviously, it's going to take some time to digitize and restore these recordings. But you're going to be able to hear more and more by visiting our website, thetakeaway.org, where you'll find links to this story and a chance to go back in time and share and hear your favorite jazz tunes.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.